Even while city planners and developers have debated the revitalization of downtown Tucson, a diverse group of artists and craftsmen have been calling downtown their home. In the process, they've brought some new life to the warehouses and industrial spaces that line its northern edge. Steve and I is part of an artist collective there called Solar Culture, which is both a gallery and a performance space. Over the years, he's become deeply involved with the often confusing situation surrounding these buildings, as we'll hear next in a story from Soo-Yun Lee.
I think where the parapet starts is where the wood is right there.
Sculptor Steve I has been anxious all morning, waiting to hear what structural engineer Steve Haas has to say. The report could change the space that I's been using for the past 20 years. I received an abatement order last month from the Tucson Fire Department. It gives him 60 days to fix various problems, otherwise he'll have to vacate the building.
They just came in to observe the current state of the building. And from that, they gave us five things that we had to address.
After spending several thousand dollars on improvements, I finally got the good news he'd been waiting for. Structural engineer Steve Haas.
After I'm going to check one more item here today, it would most likely be he'll get a letter from me saying it will be okay.
What's unusual about this is that I doesn't own this building. The landlord, the Arizona Department of Transportation, or ADOT, made a deal with I two decades ago. Low rent, but the tenant was responsible for maintenance and repairs with a 30-day lease termination clause.
It's been 22 years that I've been here, and it's been month to month, or I like to say minute to minute. We basically have no rights of a long-term future. No taxpayer dollars went into this. There's no support from anyone. We did it all out of pocket.
Steve I's story is identical to hundreds of artists in the Warehouse Arts District along the railroad tracks in downtown Tucson. Affordable leases with large spaces have attracted many of them to this area since the 80s, helping to create a vibrant arts district.
It was an industrial period, but the train was coming through and all these warehouses were transferring goods.
David Aguirre, artist and longtime warehouse manager, has spent 20 years in the historic Steinfeld warehouse.
Back in the 50s and 60s, as the downtown area started to move toward Elkhorn Mall, let's say, these warehouses started to fall into some disrepair.
Then ADOT bought many of the warehouse buildings to demolish them in order to build a highway adjacent to the railroad. Andrew Singalakis, the deputy director of Tucson's Department of Transportation, says the highway never made it this far.
The Barraza Aviation Parkway, as you see it now, where it ends at Broadway, was to go all the way to the freeway through downtown and through those warehouses. So, and at that time, it was an ADOT project. Back in the late 80s, what happened was that the city rethought that whole strategy, would rather have a more of like a city street as opposed to a freeway going through downtown, and then ended up moving the alignment to the east of the railroad tracks, which is what downtown Lynx is right now, to save the warehouse district, which later became registered on the National Register of Historic Places as a historic district.
With the highway plan on hold, the state made the warehouse buildings available to artists at very low rates on a temp basis. Again, David Aguirre.
We're talking about 17 warehouses or so of various amounts of arts activity in there. The Matt Bevel Institute doing the performance art, Astrofab or Alamo Woodworkers doing very fine woodworking over here, Solar Culture catching up on traveling bands, the citizens, of course, we have a filmmaker, massage therapy, photography, we have a dark room, of course, the usual painters. So I'd say probably in the district we have at least 250 artists.
But the lack of long-term leases and the high cost of repairing century-old buildings have hindered further development of the district. In fact, one building was demolished in 2006 due to safety concerns. Later, the tenants at the Steinfeld Warehouse and Z's Mineral Gallery were forced to move out for the same reason. The owner of the Z Gallery wanted to buy the property to save the building, but he couldn't. Neighbor of Z's Gallery, Steve I.
Z was going to use his own money to fix it up and turn it into a beautiful gem oasis in the downtown. But it got snagged up between the city and the state. The city wasn't allowed to sell the building to Z because the state has to live by these two words, public purpose. And that's what stopped the whole sale to Z from happening.
Would it be easier for the city to own these properties in order to develop the area? Well, that might just happen next month. The city of Tucson's Andrew Singalakis.
The state has discovered that there was some property that they built the westbound frontage road on that they never compensated the city for the property. It was originally city-owned. And the value is about $550,000, and they're allowing us to use that as a credit toward warehouse district properties that we could easily exchange. We're looking at the Steinfeld warehouse and the Mocha building, where Scrappy's is currently located, on the corner of 6th, just because they constitute the two bookends of the historic district.
David Aguirre is excited, but he remains concerned.
How we can, one, get the buildings up to code, two, how to pay for that, and three, to keep a vibrant warehouse district happening during the entire process.
So David Aguirre has come up with a plan.
And in the case of the Steinfeld warehouse, which we regard as our flagship warehouse, some 36,000 square feet, we're working on a design. Once it's implemented, we'll help pay for the financing, which we project at $2.1 million. We're not asking for handouts. We're not asking necessarily for city money. Maybe this would be a loan in there somewhere, but we can pay our way through. We just need to have a mechanism for being able to do that.
The building where Steve I is working is not presently under consideration for transfer to the city this August. So in the meantime, he hopes to continue contributing to a unique art scene in this historic setting.
We're hoping that it'll go into a community land trust, a nonprofit that will own it, and that will get a long-term lease. And my long-term goal is to make this into the most beautiful museum for the cultural heritage of Tucson as I possibly can, and without costing the taxpayers any money at all. So it's a great win-win scenario for everyone. The city benefits, we get to stay here, and we get to continue doing what we do.